Something's been lost in the arts since the days when students apprenticed themselves to masters of technique and spent part of their entire lives honing their skills at the easel or the potter's wheel. Patty Pease Johnson works in a variety of media and passes along the skills she's gained as a successful self-taught artist because she knows how technique can liberate the imagination. She's on the phone from her studio. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Chris.
Don't you think that technique can kind of, it seems like a thing that constrains you in a way, but it also liberates you, don't you think?
It can do both, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I believe people need to just be free with themselves. If they don't know technique, that's just fine. They just can play with colors, and part of creating art is about just trusting your own intuition.
Agreed. At the same time, it often seems to me that technique can take you a lot further toward realizing those ambitions, don't you think?
Absolutely, yes. And that comes with practice.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously you get into the arts because you want to express something, you want to have a sense of play, but your workshops encourage more than that, it would seem.
My goal is to have beginners who may have never tried, for example, liquid dye on silk, on mm-hmm. a silk scarf. They don't have to come up with any supplies. I just want them to show up and have fun with their personal creative time.
So in that example of liquid dyes on silk, what do they need for that? Or what do you provide for that?
Well, their object is to paint an 8x53-inch scarf using three colors of their choice, which will create many more colors on the silk. So I supply the frame. It's like a floating frame they'll stretch it on.
Uh-huh.
And then I work with each student to mix their own colors, which is achieved by pre-mixing the four printing process colors, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. I just use percentages for everything, and that's how I mix. So you have a little creative side on your scarf, but then you got a little of your other side of your brain is working to mix these percentages.
The percentages of the four basic ones give you a variety of shades?
That's correct. All the different colors you can imagine. And then people use techniques of, I show them how to do color gradation and hard edges and using salt through painted samples. But I don't actually demonstrate for them because I don't want any of my work to influence theirs. So I want them to just use their intuition, what comes out of them.
So you kind of put the materials in front of them, let them make the discovery.
Absolutely.
What does the salt do? That's a new one on me.
It creates surface texture.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times I feel like just the tool who's putting the colors there, and they do their magic when they touch each other, or if they're wet on wet, or if it's wet on dry.
I lost you there toward the end, Patty.
Oh, I feel just like a tool, and not making some decisions, because when I put the colors next to each other with liquid dye, they do their own thing. And then when I add salt, it changes things much more, but I was just the tool that set it there.
Mm-hmm. And when you do a workshop like that, do you have some of your own work available sort of as an example of a finished product?
Yes, that's exactly what I do for the students. I show them how different techniques were achieved. I show them the sample and then explain how I got that.
What is the, I see a reference here to hot wax with the chanting tool?
Yes, in this, in a silk scarf class, the last hour, they do a sampler on an 8x8-inch China silk floated on the frame, where they use the hot wax in a chanting tool that's an Indonesian word for wax writing.
Uh-huh.
Where they draw out a more of a realistic shape or something for representational work. Let's say they wanted to do tea leaves.
Right.
And then you could paint inside the lines, basically, and so it wouldn't run all over like what I call freestyle, when you're just using the liquid dyes themselves with no resist, which is what the wax is.
it sounds as if that one of the characteristics of silk as a painting surface is that the colors spread and merge. Is that fair to say?
Very much so. Yes, I believe it's freer than perhaps like oil or acrylic because they're liquid, they're fluid.
Yeah, it makes sense. But the other media that you work in, that seems to be a sort of defining thread in your work. Pastels, watercolors, colors that are kind of have soft edges, yeah?
Yeah, that's very true. I like soft pastel because, number one, it's so immediate. You have the colors in the box. Everything's pre-mixed. They're in the soft chalk sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything is so fast. But you can layer upon layer upon layer. And, in fact, I use sandpaper for my paper, which it has a lot of tooth, so it absorbs many layers.
Sandpaper, like workshop sandpaper?
Pretty much, that's basically what it is. If you could get a big sheet of sandpaper, I buy them through art houses, but basically that is what it is, 400 grit, 800 grit.
I'm sorry, Patty, I lost the last part of what you said.
It's 400 grit sandpaper or 800 grit sandpaper.
And you just paint right on that, and then that surface allows you to add layers to it?
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard of that as a medium before. But part of it seems it would seem that part of what you do, Patty, is just sort of introduce people to different tools and media, and then sort of get out of the way. Is that to describe you?
I love Chris. Yeah, how you said that. Yes. My mission is to light people up with the colors of life. Whether it's my own personal work, they may be buying home accessories or fashion accessories, or when they become students and they light themselves up with their own colors.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes think that people have, well, I know, people seem to have their own, just as people have certain musical notes or a range of musical notes that really reach them. People tend to have their own color palette somewhere inside, don't you think?
Very true. So very true.
And so that's part of the rationale, I would think, for staying out of their way, because you don't want to impose that on them, right?
Exactly, yes. And in fact, many people come to a class wearing at least one of their favorite colors.
Ah. So you have a built-in clue right away as they walk in, huh?
Well, usually, yeah. I don't know, say anything until when they pick their three choice of colors, and we'll use a color wheel, which I use a lot.
Uh-huh.
But to help them decide maybe, you know, the other two, they're not sure. But oftentimes, one of the colors they are wearing.
It will be reflected in their choices. That makes sense. Well, it sounds like fun, Patty, introducing people to the techniques the way you do. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Patty Pease Johnson teaches art workshops in three media, liquid dye on silk, soft pastel, and watercolor at various locations around Hawaii Island. She's got her own work in galleries and gift shops around the state, along with her original paintings.